Rose McGowan calls on Joe Biden to drop out his Tara Reid allegation roils campaign. By David Ng on April 26, 2020. Joe Biden has most of corporate Hollywood and a growing slate of celebrities supporting his bid for the White House. But there is a lone Hollywood figure who is creating a major commotion by calling foul on his campaign, Rose McGowan. The charmed actress may not seem like a heavyweight who could inflict damage on a major political career. But since former Biden staffer Tara Reid alleged that the candidate sexually assaulted her nearly three decades ago, McGowan has become a one-woman army calling out the hypocrisy of Hollywood and media elites, especially Alyssa Milano, who have backed the hashtag MeToo and hashtag Time's Up movements but are still supporting the presumptive Democrat nominee. The actress has now added her voice to the hashtag Dropout Biden groundswell, demanding this weekend in an excoriating public statement that the candidate quit the race. Fellow citizens, use your power, use your social media voice, McGowan tweeted late Saturday. Tweet at Joe Biden to end his campaign effective immediately. In her statement, McGowan called out the mainstream media, women's groups, LGBTQ news outlets, Oprah Winfrey, and even feminists like Gloria Steinem for their continued backing of Biden's campaign. Fuck you to the silent media, fuck you to women's groups, Gloria Steinem, and fucking take ass Oprah, fuck you, she wrote. All of you crow about your bravery yet you do nothing. Tara Reid's allegation that Biden sexually assaulted her in 1993 has gained momentum in recent days after an old Larry King Live segment from CNN resurfaced showing Reid's mother referencing her daughter's experience during a call. The footage corroborates Tara Reid's claim that she told her mother about the alleged incident. In the last month, Rose McGowan has used her massive social media following to keep Reid's story alive, lambasting media outlets like the New York Times that provided virtually non-stop coverage of Brett Kavanaugh's accusers only to marginalize Tara Reid's story. The actress has called out the Times for its favoritism and utter hypocrisy. In her Saturday tweet, McGowan stepped up her claims against the newspaper, alleging that the Times deliberately sat on the Reid story until Biden became the presumptive nominee. The New York Times stealth-edited its recent investigation into Tara Reid, removing a section that painted Biden in an unfavorable light. Breitbart News found that a sentence that previously read the Times found no pattern of sexual misconduct by Mr. Biden, beyond the hugs, kisses and touching that women previously said made them uncomfortable was scrubbed of its latter half. Now reading, the Times found no pattern of sexual misconduct by Mr. Biden. McGowan has also targeted her charmed co-star Alyssa Milano, recently calling her a fraud for continuing to endorse Biden despite the assault accusation. During the Kavanaugh hearings, Milano expressed her support for Believe Women, but she recently said that men like Biden now deserve due process when faced with accusations. "You are a lie," McGowan said in a tweet directed at Milano. "You have always been a lie. The corrupt DNC is in on the smear job of Tara Reid, so are you." Rose McGowan has also gathered support from passionate Bernie brothers who have refused to line up obediently behind Biden. The actress has long alleged that Harvey Weinstein raped her but that most of Hollywood ignored her claim for years. In her statement on Saturday, she referred to Weinstein as the warthog from hell. The Biden campaign is facing increasing pressure from supporters following Tara Reid's allegations. The HuffPost reported that sexual assault survivors who were inclined to vote Democrat in November are now thinking twice because of what Reid has claimed. HuffPost said it spoke with 15 survivors of sexual assault about Reid's allegation and how it affected their view of Biden's candidacy. The outlet found that almost all believe Reid's account to be highly credible. Some plan to vote for Biden because they see him as the lesser of two evils, according to the HuffPost. Others said they planned to sit out the election while some said any allegation of sexual assault ought to be disqualifying. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.